the second trade the Guardians have made in as many days. Yesterday, actually during the game, it was three prospects who some people really like or don't value. I don't know. It's prospects, man. We're talking about prospects. Not talking about major leaguers. We're not talking about heavy hitters. We're talking about prospects. But three prospects, including the number eight prospect, according to MLB.com, to Washington for, I almost called him Tanner Thomas, Lane Thomas, outfielder. And then they just traded two young prospects to San Francisco for Alex Cobb. The other report that I've seen here is from Joel Sherman, who said the Guardians plan Guardians plan for Cobb is to make one more rehab start upon joining the organization and then join the rotation thereafter. So help is on the way. We'll see when Matthew Boyd joins the rotation as well. Sherman also tweeting out that the Rays most likely to be traded in order in the next 2+ hours. Their starters, Zach Littell, Peter Fairbanks, who's high-leverage reliever, and Yandy Diaz. That would actually be fun, man. Like, I always felt like Yandy was one of those guys who got a raw deal because of Tito. There are just certain guys, like Brandon Phillips was not an Eric Wedge guy. Brandon Phillips went to Cincinnati and was a great player. Yandy never quite became the player I hoped he would. He kind of just became an okay major leaguer.
Sure.
Yandy would be a lot of fun if they were able to bring him back.
Oh, man. Dude was a power hitter when he was here.
Yeah.
And then...
looked like a power hitter when he was here.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then actually gained power when he went to Tampa.
Well, when he went to Tampa, it was like, damn, we had that here?
Yeah. And here's the thing. I have no idea what the... So we're just talking about what happens as they... We're just talking about the roster stuff off the air. And we're talking about which, you know, who gets sent down if you make one more trade. And Mac had said he wouldn't be surprised if Schneeman was the next guy that got sent down. And I was like, if they send Schneeman down before they send Rocchio down, I might have to fist fight Chernetti on the corner of Carnegie and Prospect. Brian Rocchio just hit a home run. So I guess I don't...
And there you go.
So I guess I don't have to fist fight anybody now. It's interesting. Like, Yandy's been okay this year, but... Yeah, like last year, Yandy had 22 home runs, 78 ribbies, and hit like .330. Again, he got to 600 at-bats. He was not, I think he only played like 137 games. That's only. Give me Yandy Diaz on a low, low.
I'll take him right now.
So while we wait for this game to wrap up, I did want to ask you, because I think Keith and I are in agreement. We just can't do this Olympics thing. And yet,
what do you mean?
It's just not a thing.
I mean, it is a thing.
Well, I know it's very much a thing. It's on everybody's TV. It's even been on our TV. We know that. But like, what are we really watching?
Well,
here?
I mean, listen. To be fair, I don't watch every sport.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's kind of fun to be able to take a bit of a peek into some of these other niche sports that. That are played across the world. I mean, obviously, I'm into the Olympic tennis that's been going on the last couple of days. They're playing it at Roland Garros, which is pretty cool. It's where they had the French Open.
Oh, they do Olympic tennis. I swear to you, I actually didn't know that, like, the big names played in Olympic tennis.
Like, every star is playing.
Okay.
Yeah.
For, so like, their own countries? Or is it, like, a super team thing?
For their own countries.
Is it, like, a Ryder Cup thing?
Nope.
Nope.
Okay. In fact, it's really cool that, you know, Rafa Nadal and Carlos Alcaraz are playing doubles together.
Nice.
And they got their first win the other day.
What does that mean?
They advance?
No. Like, what's the significance of that? Is that
they're two Spaniards that one is the greatest Spaniard ever play in Rafa, and then the new phenom is Alcaraz, so they're playing together.
Okay.
And Alcaraz was like a total baby, like when Nadal started playing. So it's kind of cool that they're playing for their country, and it's like the new and the old.
Nice.
That's pretty cool. I mean, America's got Tommy Paul and Taylor Fritz is a nice doubles matchup that they're playing together. I think the doubles is fun to see the guys who are competitors actually come together and play as a team to represent their country.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's pretty special. But I watch the basketball quite a bit. Women's and men's.
Nice.
Both sides of things. I think the cool thing that they've done this year is that Peacock app which people bitched about forever with the football.
Yeah.
It's really cool for the Olympics. I mean, you can get everything live right on there. You can do the multi-view thing. This is not paid, by the way. I just like the app.
But you would accept money from them if they wanted to.
I would, yeah. If NBC wants to pony up, more than happy to put you on the payroll.
So what else we doing here? Because I'll be honest, the only thing that's caught my attention was Mac and I were very much enjoying the women's volleyball of Germany versus
right? Yeah.
Versus France yesterday. Yeah. That was some very good volleyballing. A lot of really good skill there.
The outfits are fantastic.
I hadn't noticed. Did not. I was right. I was just locked in on their form. And
were you watching the men?
No. Not at all. No. Only the women. But I really noticed.
Oh, you got a thing against men?
Yeah. I don't care to watch them play volleyball. That's a ridiculous sport.
Okay.
For the Olympics, and I really thought that the German team had it. The French got them. And you know what? Good for the French. Usually when the French go up against the Germans, historically it's not gone well for the French people. So this felt like a nice little 80 years, later, kind of a little win back there. But
you haven't followed? You followed the story of Chase Buttinger?
I've seen the story, but have I followed it? No.
Pretty cool. I mean, former NBA player. Makes his Olympic debut not with the basketball team, but with the volleyball team.
Yeah, he could not make the basketball team.
No, but he did make the volleyball team, and they did get a victory in his debut.
I think this does prove the theory that if elite athletes from the toughest sports where it requires the highest level of athleticism, if we just started cross-training them after they failed out, like Chase Buttinger failed out of the NBA, quote-unquote, he made $80 million. I feel like we could just dominate everything.
What's cool is these guys that have changed sports, and it's kind of rare, but when they do it, still sort of in their prime. Like this just happened recently with a guy named Jack Sock, mm-hmm. who was a really good tennis player.
That's his name.
His name's Jack Sock, and he is now the he's a top five pickleball player in the world.
Oh. Wow.
So he's making more money.
Yeah. Good for Jack Sock.
Yeah.
Who I just heard about.
Okay. No problem. But no one else would hear of him. Wasn't for probably me talking about him on the radio.
Oh, no. I think it's a good thing you're bringing awareness, sock awareness as it is.
Mm-hmm.
216-474-0092. What are you watching in the Olympics? I had women's beach volleyball yesterday. Mac seemed very intent. It's almost like he didn't have ADHD yesterday.
It's almost like it's not even happening for you.
No, it's not. It's really not.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I mean, it
was
did
there
happen.
A time, yeah. Nick, where you cared about the Olympics, where you actually watched it, you sat down, maybe with the family, maybe with the wifey, the kiddos, and you're like, man, the Olympics are on locked in. No?
She repeatedly asked me, can we watch gymnastics? It's no for me, dog.
You know, I would say this one thing about the Olympics. It is a little tougher when you don't have a ton of American stars that are again, you've got Simone Biles, mm-hmm. and I watched her over the weekend. Her floor routine was sensational. And, I mean, she had an injury mm-hmm. on that ankle and was able to sort of battle through that. It was pretty impressive. But you don't have a Michael Phelps.
That's true.
And I remember in 08 when he, had that magical run where he won X amount of gold medals or whatever, how many medals. It's a record. We know that. That was cool. I was in training camp with the Buffalo Bills that year.
Yeah.
And we all, the players were locked into the Olympics every night.
If you had just switched to swimming when your NFL career,
man,
where could you be right now?
What could have been?
You and Jack Sock could be just out there.
Socking around.
Just the face of the Olympics. Don, welcome to the show, Don.
Hello. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Doing well,
what's
buddy.
Up,
welcome to the show.
Thank you. So I'm a little biased because I was a swimmer, so I love the Olympics. It's a great, great time. Always watching it, but
What were your times, Don?
Oh, not the fastest. I was 155, 100 fly, and then 157, 100 back.
Yeah, that was usually right around my
rookie
time
numbers.
Too. Yeah, that's no. Yeah, I mean, that's yeah. I me and Don were on the same par when I swam.
There you go. I mean, I just love the sport, and that scene watching it now is great. So I love this year with Peacock though that they have Gold Dome. Have you guys tried that out?
Little bit of that. That's got Siciliano on it.
Did
right?
you say Gold Dome?
Gold Zone.
Gold Zone. Okay.
Yeah. With I think Scott Hansen's on that occasionally. But
it's like the red zone for football, but for Olympics, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Nice.
But I really enjoyed that. And did you guys see the ending to the Australia USA rugby game today?
I did not.
I missed that one. Yeah. What happened?
But I guarantee it ended in a rugby game. Yeah.
It was the first time we ever won a medal in rugby for women's, and it ended in a like 96-yard breakaway as time expired. So it was actually a big deal.
So they basically ended the game. It was a walk-off, right?
Yeah.
That's
cool. Now is it a game or is it a match?
Match, but they won bronze because of the match.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Do they have any games or are they only matches in rugby?
I want to know.
See, I
got me on that one.
Don, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you. And enjoy the swimming.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, man.
Don giving us his thoughts there. Don't love calling it a match. I like games, and I know this is just semantics. I don't like the Olympic lingo. A little beyond me as well.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's a soccer match. It's always that way.
And I don't care for soccer.
Okay, but I'm saying they call them soccer matches here in the States as well.
And they call it a pitch instead of a field, and it's...
It's a tennis match.
Okay, but here's the thing. We've Americanized every lingo. But right now we're in the thing of we're going to call it what the European countries call it, and that's a no go for me.
I mean, it's a golf match.
I don't even call it that. I'm going golfing.
Okay. I mean, if you actually have a match though, that it's you're playing against somebody or a team.
I would say I'm going to the golf game today. Okay. All right. I am being slightly obnoxious on this. 216-474-0092. But we've been talking about the Gardos and the two big trades that they have made. They did get Alex Cobb from the Giants. They've also got Lane Thomas. Kudos on the morning show, by the way. They power ranked Lane's today. I thought their rankings were a little sus, but in the end, they paid homage to Lane Smith. And they, like, only Lima got that he was from my cousin Vinny. Identical. Ken, where are we at with that, buddy? But Gardos did just get a 5-0 win to take the 2-game sweep over the Detroit Tigers. And that brings us to about 2.5 hours to Major League Baseball trade deadline. Again, the Guardians trading for Alex Cobb, starter. Last year, an all-star with San Francisco. Joel Sherman saying he's got one more a rehab start to make before joining the Cleveland rotation. They also got Lane Thomas from the Nationals, who, to be fair, there we go, did not maybe make the best impact on the lineup today. They did have a hit, but two strikeouts early in that game. Gardos get the 5-0 series win. When we come back, we're going to go ahead and get into, we're going to push the pulse till 4 o'clock because we got to react to the Guardians at the deadline. If this is all the Guardians do, is it enough?